I rode yesterday. This is where I encountered the Karen. You know, I've just recently rediscovered my bicycle. My wife finally convinced me, get the bike off the wall and go ride it. And we've had the mountain bikes for how many years now? 20 years.
Close to it.
Almost 20 years. And I've ridden it 5 times. Well, now I'm making a point to ride it. I pumped up the tires.
Yeah.
Took it over to the bike shop. All looks good. So and there's a bike trail near me. So I was like, I'm going to do it. Now, listen, yesterday I rode the farthest I've ever, I rode the bike farther than I ever have. I get down on the trail. You know where I live.
Oh, yeah.
So I go south. I go over the loop. You know the loop?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, I mean, all the cars are traveling below me, which was pretty scary. You know, I'm up on the bridge that's made for the bike. So I get down to Battleground Park. You know Battleground Park?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going through this historic park. And I don't know where I'm going. I just follow the trail, you know, just go. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the trail gets more and more narrow, and it's clearly more an area where, like, it's for walkers and dog walkers. And I didn't see a sign that said no bikes or anything like that. So I'm on it, and I pass a couple of people, and I do the, on your left. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes you feel like a stud, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming up on your left.
On your left.
I do a lot of that.
Did you get any fingers?
Well, one... And my son says how much he hates bicyclists. And I'm like, I am a bicyclist. And he goes, yeah, but you're not really.
You're just playing right now.
You're just messing around. I'm like, no, I am a bicyclist now. I've been out 5 days in a row.
It's okay. It's okay at the park.
Well, yeah, you can ride at the park.
If you didn't like him on the radio, just wait. What's one thing he could do to become more and more annoying?
Cyclist. Start bicycling.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. He's gone to the gym. He started playing pickleball. Yeah. The trifecta. Go be a bicyclist.
Yeah.
Now you really hate him. So I'm in this area, and there's a woman older, and she's walking, and she's coming toward me, you know. And so she saw me, and we cleared around each other. And as I approached her, she says, "You're not supposed to ride your bike here." And I said, see if you think I handled this the right way. And we're just passing each other. I said, I'm a dumbass.
That is played well, because what can she say back?
It totally threw her. It completely threw her, because the interaction was probably 15 seconds. She goes, you're not supposed to ride your bike here. I said, I'm a dumbass. I get closer to her and she goes, you shouldn't be riding your bike here. I said, I know, I'm a dumbass. And she goes, well, you shouldn't ride it.
That's all she's got.
Yeah.
She glitched out on you because she was expecting like you to stop and argue with her. She glitched.
Totally disarmed her. I'm sure she was right. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. You probably ended up on a trail but you don't know.
Exactly. I ended up on a trail I shouldn't have been. There were the dead bodies of our soldiers all around me.
Yeah.
You know, from the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
This is a Revolutionary War park. I'm going through the monuments.
Look what they fought for. For you to cycle and this woman of... You can't do that here.
If only they could see us now.
God, and what they believed into.
The freedom, the future.
I'm willing to die for this country.
So this,
for the future freedom of this country.
This idiot.
This they guy can known. Cycle roll, on top
roll
of
over
me.
Your body.
Yeah.
And then some old woman. You're not supposed to ride.
There's no bikes. I walk here.
I absolutely. Yeah. I'm a dumbass. What do you want?
I love it.
I win. I was like, I just beat her.
She's probably right now, like, she's got her head in her hands, and she's like, why didn't he argue
Did
with
not
me?
Fight back.
Yeah,
did
I mean, you nailed her without realizing
she,
it.
I could tell her face was like, she was totally disarmed. Like, she expected me to just come right back.
You stole her next line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And I felt, I just won that.
Yeah.
The other encounter I had... And you told me about this, Biggie. Every time, you know, I go to the old trading post, little grocery store around here, just a little out of the way spot. And what they're known for is conversation.
Yeah.
Which, you know, those European soccer fans that were in town for the World Cup said, the people have conversations with us we're not expecting.
For no reason.
So the 22-year-old that was bagging up my groceries yesterday said, did you do anything fun this weekend? Which also disarmed me. I said, no. So the only I thought was I played pickleball. I said, well, I played pickleball. And she said, ooh, I hear there are a lot of injuries for people your age. That hit me, man. I don't care for that. You know, I don't care for the people your
age
comment. She goes, ooh, careful. I hear there's a lot of injuries for people your age. And I says, all right, you just keep on.
That was rude.
Keep on bagging. I thought so, too.
You should have asked her when her due date was.
Ooh. Oh, nailed her right back.
I'm going to go in today and just up from in front of the store, I'm going to say, I'm not even buying anything today. I'm going to say, hey, when's your due date? And she'll be like, huh? What?
Who is that?
Are you pregnant? No. Do you know that guy? No.
Security, ring the bell. Bing.
Yeah.
Security. That's a good one. See, unfortunately, I thought of the answer 24 hours later. Or you thought of it 24 hours later.
Well, it's one of those things I would have never actually said, but I would have never. You could have had a walker and been like hunched over. You could have been 99 years old, and I would have never said that to you.
Exactly. Thank you. I hear there's a lot of injuries for people your age. Oh,
like how old are you? I would have said, how old do you think I am?
Oh my God,
70?
At least in your 50s.
Oh my God,
gross,
awful.
I will rip that nose ring right out.
Sweetheart, don't you dare! Don't you dare! I'm gonna be like this.